Hi. Welcome. I'm Marguerite Brigham, author of How to Become a Golf Goddess, Connect Your Inner Core with Yoga for Golf, and so much more. And I also have another tagline, Embrace Sacred Play and Unlock the Hero Within. So I'd like to welcome all of you women who want to become a golf goddess. You're in for a treat today. So why become a golf goddess? Well, one answer is embrace sacred play and unlock the hero within. This is a very worthy goal, to discover your hero. But I want to keep the talk very simple today with a bottom line everyone can grasp. So in answering the question, why become a golf goddess, I will give you a simple answer in four words. To expand in love. And I'm talking about a paradigm shift here. A different motivating factor than the general answers to why did you start the game of golf? And many answers to that question, women would say to be with their husbands, for their businesses, maybe to fit in or be with their friends. In other words, to gain either love or friendship, success, money, admiration, acceptance, or all of it. And this is okay considering expanding love, but what I'm speaking of is a deeper, profound self-love, which then expands to Mother Earth. Every female who already understands the game of golf, I believe, are very fortunate indeed. Because with just a few perception shifts, your golf experiences and information can be turned into a transformation. And it can be a transformation of healing, wisdom, awakening, and hope for yourself and others. You can grow into becoming a spiritual warrior and contribute to healing the world. And using How to Become a Golf Goddess for a framework, you can begin playing gratitude games. This can be the first step of sacred play that this book teaches. We are living in a time of transformation, and this is true in the games we play as much as in the lives that we lead. So my simple answer, expand in love, did not come simply. It was a journey of almost two decades. However, before I go into more of a personal look into my path of becoming a golf goddess, I want to be totally transparent with you and tell you the reason for this call. And that is to jumpstart your journey by encouraging you to order the book online now. And that's so it will be delivered to you for next month, October, when some big things will be happening. And I will share more about that later in the call. But let me go into who I am and how I got here today. And almost 2 decades ago, I started working at golf courses. And the reason I went there was because I was a bartender and I was really tired of listening to people's problems. I wanted to go somewhere where people were happy. And I thought, let's just go somewhere where people are playing a game. I'll go to golf courses. And, when I'm on stage, I'm doing seminars, when I was doing my yoga classes, and I'd be telling them this, I'd always get a laugh. And that's because so many people are frustrated golfers. They're not happy golfers. So this led me into my own search because I myself was also a frustrated golfer. I was learning the game at a champion golf course. So I understood it, but at the same time, I'd be out there and I wouldn't be thinking about work. I'd be enjoying nature. And so many people would come in complaining about their game, and I'm like, hey, you're not at work, And then myself, I started yoga. I was very unhappy as well in my own life with my job, being an unhappy golfer, unhappy camper, if you will, unhappy mother, wife. Just had no passion. I used to be really creative, and just I was stuck. So my mother was the agent for me to see how yoga can transform your life. And I asked her for her yoga books. And then I began taking my yoga teacher training. I fell in love with yoga. And then I saw how my game improved because I was actually learning more about the mind game, conditioning of the mind, not just the body, through golf. So I learned about yoga through golf. And the principles, this was the early 90s, and the principles that I was learning was, you know, just having a positive attitude, being in the moment, non-attachment, going with the flow, tolerance, discipline, acceptance, honesty, humility. And these are great tools to have when playing. And my whole game transformed. And I realized the yoga concepts, as I said, became deeper ingrained when I played because golf brings instant results. The golf course honestly shows you where your state of mind is. So is it a battlefield or is it a playground? And I really became saddened when I saw it was a battlefield for most people. So I then started a business. 1997 is when I taught my first class, even though it had been, you know, almost 2 years trying to sell my idea on yoga for golf. And, you know, I was in the golf industry and I knew all kinds of people, but didn't matter who I knew at that point. So I was really in between golfers being afraid of this new concept and, you know, my friends being spiritual and not understanding why I would want to teach golfers. You know, there's so much resentment in my spiritual circle about golf, ruining the environment, wasting our water. You know, it was just a taboo. Like, how could I even think about wanting to be involved in golf in any way? And again, as I said, for golfers, it wasn't a big thing for fitness or even the mind game. And so, you know, I only had a few people at first, and I would just rely on teaching regular yoga sessions to supplement my income. But this dream I had was not just mine. I was introduced to the goddess, this energy, was probably about 1995. And what happened was I had a wave of love come over me in the middle of the night, and it took my breath away, but that started my journey, my transformation into loving a whole new energy, which was the goddess. And I guess maybe what happened was the goddess saw the path I was about to take was going to be filled with obstacles and hardships, so I had to get a big boost of love first to keep me going. So what happened, I was in a marriage of 17 years, and that fell apart as I was starting to get really happy. And, you know, I learned later that he thought I didn't love him, but I was so enthused about my path. And, you know, I was just really happy. So he didn't think I was happy with him anymore, and he found someone else. So then I went through quite a few years of a divorce and ended up moving up north with my son as a single mother, and the goddess there was working away at it's hard to share a lot of this, and it's long, so I have quite a bit of it in my book about my journey and coming. And you know what, we are always becoming, so this journey is nowhere near over. But I as a single mother, I opened up a yoga studio and, you know, still taught the yoga for golf, but then it was goddess yoga that I started teaching, started creating. The two combined are now in How to Become a Golf Goddess. But for the longest time, what I was doing was learning myself, you know, what all this meant. And I didn't realize it until I wrote it in the book. So I have also gone through a transformation. In the early days, it was just yoga for golf, was conditioning the body, conditioning the mind, and now adding a spiritual element bringing a spiritual experience to the game of golf. So I was teaching a yoga teacher training course, and I graduated 12 teachers. And then what happened was my parents both got ill, and they passed away within 3.5 weeks of each other. And that was the beginning of a deep letting go of everything. I actually need to back up a minute. I myself was ill. And that's, I got the name of the book, How to Become a Golf Goddess. And I was given the outline of the chapters. And that was 2001. So it was actually 2006 when I first began to write the book in earnest. And so I had to go through letting go of my parents, had to let go of my yoga studio, almost all of my possessions, my children, and to move to a whole new province. I didn't quite understand at the time. I moved to BC from Ontario. But the energy, something is happening in Vancouver. It's amazing, this energy here that has been raised maybe for last 40 years, but there's something with this land, and I became a channel for the goddess. So a lot of the book, I guess I had to let go, so have no distraction, so I could become a channel. Sorry, it just it moves me to really open up and share. So what has happened, though, is even though we have a partner, and even though we don't have all the material things, the spiritual rewards have been amazing. We have doubled our happiness. We have started to live a magical life on and off the golf course. This year, I have actually learned to be more of a goddess than a golf goddess. So now with the spirituality in golf, the biggest difference in bringing the awareness for women that we are all powerful, we are perfect, and we have a higher purpose in golf today in this changing world that we live in. And when you go to Amazon, any Amazon, and you put in the product description, or you put in the book, How to Become a Golf Goddess, you will see the product description, which says, this book reveals women are powerful, perfect, and have a purpose. Let me say that again. This book reveals women are powerful, perfect, and have a purpose. Discover how women belong in golf and gain a sense of pride from one of the brave foremothers of golf. This is a how-to book that gives golfers and non-golfers tools and tips on easy golf fitness, mind mastery, breathing techniques, and emotional equilibrium. Read success stories from both men and women who have learned to play more inspiring, meaningful, and heart-centered games while lowering their handicap. Readers will gain rewards of playing in tune with nature and their own true natures by embracing their whole being, the mind, body, emotions, and spirit, bringing this wholeness to everything they do. Have you ever felt like you don't belong on the golf course? And how empowered do you feel when this happens? If you are like me, you feel very disempowered. So most golfers have heard the acronym for golf, gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. Have you heard this? And, you know, some men really believe this. I've had conversations that they really believe that that's what golf stands for. So I address this topic in my book and in my coaching, since I found over the years women and girls, they get excited in the spring to get out and play, but as the months roll by, they lose some of their passion and confidence, since they expend so much energy in defending themselves and their right to be on the golf course. And yes, I do recognize there's been a shift in helping women and girls feel more comfortable and welcome in golf, However, there's still a lot of unspoken and unconscious messages that we do not belong. So today I want to give you a new awareness that females do belong in the game more than any time in history. Why? Because our Mother Earth needs our help. Women are closer to the earth. We are both bringers of life and nurturers, and that is what the planet needs from us now. And when we are golfing, we're spending hours upon the earth. And imagine if we play in a sacred way, how we are helping the earth heal. And there's a ripple effect that happens when we're playing closer to our divine nature, to worship the ground we walk on. So this book delivers awareness, awakening, and hope that golf can be a game played between our higher selves and our ego. It's the difference of playing from the allure rather than the addiction. And I will be doing another teleseminar with everyone. This is a pre-taped call. And I will discuss the more in details what the difference of the addiction and the allure means, to help us understand that a lot of the addiction comes from the ego, which hates change and wants to keep us small. But this is not the time anymore for women to play small. So can playing a game really bring us to our purpose? I believe everyone that's on the planet at this time, you know, we chose to be here. I've had so much hope and optimism, and I'm seeing so much hope, so many prophecies that have been foretold, that we are now living in this time of change, in this transition, and we all agreed that we would help bring a spiritual rebirth. So it's our responsibility, it's our duty to expand in love, not to contract in fear. And I'd like to, when you're listening to this, you can go to the home page, if you will. This is the yogaforgolf.ca, yoga F-O-R for golf.ca. And I'm going to read what I write on my home page here. As children, we learn about our environment and life through playing games. When we become adults, we still have the advantage of learning through games if we choose. Golf for me is one of the best games in gaining insight as to how I'm playing at life. Thoughts are very powerful, and sometimes we do not see the instant effects our thoughts have in creating our daily life. But on the golf course, we are shown almost instantly if we are playing the game or working at it. The way we respond shows us if we are thinking about the golf course as a playground or a battlefield on any given day. So the simple thing is to change our thoughts to change our game. Sounds easy, right? Wrong. It takes discipline and awareness to quiet the inner critic. We all have one, but we also have a direct line to our higher selves, or what is commonly referred to as the still, small voice inside us. The wonderful part about playing golf is we are outside in nature for hours. It is a time away from the man-made laws and a connection back to the natural laws, which are more life-affirming and infused with love. Yoga for Golf is remarkable not only in the value of having two programs in one, the physical and the mental, but it brings us back to a connection with our authentic selves. The game of golf is really played with yourself, unlike other team sports. Although we are never alone on the golf course, our higher self is always guiding and protecting us. With this understanding, we can learn to become our own best friend. We all have an inner coach to call upon that will lead us consistently to success. Becoming successful is about having a certain mindset. Being successful and happy are choices we make. A certain way of perceiving what's happening around you, realizing what is happening around you is not as nearly as important as what is happening within you. Yoga and golf contain both the similar elements of being a path and a goal. They are both about progress, not perfection. And I have a quote, it is the journey and the end that matters, not the end of the journey. So you don't need a high IQ to change your mind, just ordinary, everyday common sense and a willingness to try a slightly different way. All you need is an open mind and to stop stop thinking that there's only one way to improve your golf, through the technical mechanical techniques of the swing. We are not just this physical body. Through Yoga for Golf, you will learn to embrace your whole being, the mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and bring this wholeness to everything you do. In time and with practice, you will be rewarded with the ability to drop with ease into a place of deep contentment. This is what yoga is all about, after all, stilling the mind to the present moment, stilling our fidgety bodies, calming our rambling minds, so that we may rest quietly in the present moment and see clearly the peace that resides within. This is when playing, the fun of playing, really begins. And there's a long testimonial right on the front page, and most of the other testimonials I have are on my Yoga for Golf site. The other site is golfinggoddesses.com, www.golfinggoddesses.com. And if you go to the /introduction, or just go to the home page and click on introduction, there's another, it's the beginning of the chapter of the book on why golf. So why become golfing goddesses? Why the goddesses? Because we are women, diverse women, who need to see the divine feminine reflected back to us, from ourselves to our goddesses, and back to ourselves. Because all women are goddesses, and it's time we saw ourselves that way. When viewed in its truest form, golf is a game that teaches virtues such as honesty, integrity, patience, humility, and change. All golfers may get these lessons, but many do not embrace them as treasures to build. More often than not, they are a constant source of frustration. So this book goes through 18 holes, 18 chapters, if you will, and has 9 different goddesses. And so there's if you also go to campaign, you'll see my heart's desire, and that is to help bring women to back to the goddess, back to our cycles, back to learning and living with the divine feminine. Golf is a great way, if you understand the game, to understand how to live back into our divine feminine self. Coming back to going with the flow. Coming back to our higher self, our divinity. And so at this point, I think I'd like to come back to why I'm doing this call, why order the book now, and the exciting things that are coming up. So the next call I'll be doing is Come Be Golf Goddesses, for powerful drives and lives. That'll be October 5th. And in this call, as I said, there's 18 chapters, but what this book is it's set in 2 9-week classes. So this has been 10 years of teaching people for golf and goddess yoga, and they're now combined as one. So what I'm proposing, without having a yoga studio now and just reaching a few people each class, is I've done a course, 40 days and 40 nights with Kristen and David Morelli. And it was all done online, so I know how successful being online is. And what's so great is you don't have to leave. You're home. So there'll be 2 different classes. One will be going through the book, more of the mind conditioning and the spiritual side. And the other class will actually be the yoga instructions. And so there are the yoga poses at the end of the book. And from then, so that's more about going inward. taking the inward journey, releasing a lot of conditionings. And then the most exciting part is going on the outward journey. And so the different goddesses in the book, we have Isis from Egypt. We have Kali from India. There's Oya from Africa, Pele from Hawaii, Coventina from Scotland. Sedna is an Inuit goddess, Northwest Territories. Gaia is an Artemis, both are Greek. And Tara, Tibetan goddess. So there, you know, the golf community is all over the world. Yes, there is a golf course in the Himalayas. I didn't think it was possible. I thought we might have to imagine going there. But so this is, if you've ever heard of a pilgrimage, going to sacred sites. And I'm going to read the end of the book. So I've written A New Dawn, The Future is Golden. Sacred golf journeys. As incredible as it sounds, the game of golf can set us on the path to delivering a new earth in an easy and joyful way. How will this be accomplished? By women connecting together and questing or going on a pilgrimage to sacred birthplaces of goddesses. I know I'm blessed into usefulness by being a connector or a bridge to help women live magical lifestyles as they connect back to the land in a sacred way. In Jean Shinoda Bolen's book, Cross Avalon, she explains it this way. The search is a part of the quickening. By being a pilgrim on this goddess quest is to go to sacred places to quicken the divinity within to experience a spiritual awakening or receive a blessing. Or become healed. The seeker embarks on a journey with a receptive soul and hopes to find divinity there. Yes, many have found and are living in divinity. And as I said, luck would have it, there are now golf courses all over the world connecting golfers as one community. And I realize it will not only be fun to travel for a week with my sisters, but I feel compelled to do it to help save the planet. And this desire began for me finally understanding the meaning of the words, the microcosm and the macrocosm. This is from seeing it being played out in the Western world. Over the past four decades, many people have taken their own inner pilgrimages, going through the dark night of the soul before reaching the dawn. This is the microcosm, the individual. Many of these people, including myself, have turned around to give a helping hand to others with the path. Some of the metaphysical understanding came from the fear of the prophecy that foretold the world would end in 2000. Energetically, the world did end, and we have shifted, and we are now about to shift again in 2012. Since the beginning of 2000, many of the individuals have come more together in groups to raise the energy to help the earth and to bring humanity's energy higher, back towards a more loving and generous nature. At this time, we are living collectively as a whole. It is the dark night of the soul for the world. This is the macrocosm. And we will come into the dawn of a spiritual rebirth as a whole. So this really is a quantum leap into love, an expansion of love, loving ourselves as we go in, taking the inner journey, and then going out into the world. In this way, we are helping add our energy to the raising of the world's vibrations towards oneness, along with the many other individuals and groups working towards the same goal. So again, imagine with me, if you will, journeying to the parts of the world that the nine goddesses in this book originated from. As golf and goddesses, we will play in a sacred way on and off the golf courses. We will visit Pele's home in Hawaii and swim with the dolphins and their unconditional love, pure joy and play. Dolphins are some of the best teachers in the world to teach us the feeling of joy and to understand the sacredness of play. Another quest will deliver us to Egypt to honor Isis, then to Greece to visit the temples of Artemis. And on we will travel spreading our light, love,